I think the first breath to start with, it's the one I always start with new people in my yoga classes, is called Dirgha Pranayama. And this is a three-part complete breath, and it really teaches us how to breathe fully, completely on both the inhale and the exhale. It's very simple to do. So all you need to do is to be able to sit somewhere with your spine straight. You could be on the floor cross-legged. You could be sitting in a chair. Just make sure that your spine is straight, that your sit bones are pressing down into whatever you're sitting on. You're kind of reaching out through the crown of your head. Let your shoulders drop down. And then bring your hands to your lower...
Should we all do that now, do you think? Should we all try to get a comfortable position if we are capable of doing that?
Please do. Yeah, so, please do. You could do it standing as well. You know, you can do it anywhere. But sitting is nice because you can relax a little bit more where you're sitting.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling very stressed, you could lay down.
Just take a couple minutes, because this isn't going to take that long, is it? I mean, we're only going to...
No, just a minute or two, yeah.
Great. Okay, so let's have a go. Let's go with it. So this is called... What was it called again? Is it...
It's called Dirgha Pranayama, and I'll type that in a minute into the chat room. And it's also called... Dirgha is the Sanskrit, obviously, but it's also called three-part complete breath. And Three-part complete breath. Mm-hmm. And it's because the breath is done in actually in three parts. And with those three parts together, it becomes a complete and full inhale and a complete and full exhale using all of the
brilliant.
So the problem is normally when we breathe very shallow. We breathe only in the top third of our lungs. So you can imagine if you're only breathing into the third of your lungs, you're getting, you're only getting a third of the oxygen, right? You're only getting in a third of the energy and the oxygen that you could be bringing in body. So this can create a variety of problems, all kinds of diseases, all kinds of difficulties. So in three parts complete breath, we're going to use our whole full lung capacity. So sitting in that nice straight position, bring your hands to your lower belly just so you can feel your belly. Rest them there gently. And take a deep breath in through the nose. We usually breathe in and out through the nose in yoga. So take a deep breath in and just notice the way that you're breathing in this moment. Don't try to do anything just yet to the breath. And then take a deep breath out. Now, on your next deep inhale, take the breath down deep into your belly and let your belly just kind of swell up, just as if you're filling air into a balloon, and you'll feel your hands move as you do this. That's how you can know that you're doing it. So take that deep breath in. Let the belly rise. And then as you exhale, let the belly begin to fall and move back in towards your spine, just like air going out of a balloon. Let it go out slowly. Now, for the next inhale, bring your hands a little bit up higher to your side ribs. This is the second part of the breath. And this time, inhale, let your belly fill, let it swell. And then notice that your side ribs move apart. So there's expansion into the side body as well. And then as you exhale, notice that the belly moves in again towards the spine. The side ribs come towards each other, and the breath moves out of the body. Now, in this third part of the breath, we're going to get up into this upper part of the lungs. So you can bring your hands kind of up just below your collarbones and just rest them there lightly. And this time, as you take a nice deep breath in, again, notice that belly. It's probably starting to relax a little bit more now. Let the breath come down into the belly. Let it fill up. Let the side ribs move apart. And then at the top of the inhale, let the breath come up into the upper chest. You may feel your collarbones just rise slightly. Don't let the shoulders come up. Don't add any tension into it. And then as you exhale, let your belly move in towards the spine. Let the side ribs come in. And then let the collarbones move down. And so just try that one more time, one more breath, and then we'll move on. A nice deep inhale into the belly, moving the side ribs apart, into the upper chest. And then exhale. Let the belly move in, the side ribs move in, and the chest move down. So in doing that beautiful Dirgha Pranayama, or three-part complete breath, you're now breathing completely with your full lung capacity, with your full body. Think about when you do this the way that a baby breathes. When you watch them breathing, it looks like their whole body is expanding and contracting with the breath and with the prana, the energy of the universe. So good job, everyone. I can feel that you did a wonderful job out there.